I want to share a few thoughts with you around a topic or theme that I've entitled Speaking Your Faith, or Maintaining a Faith Perspective, Faith Speech in the Midst of a Trial, and why that's important. And I feel because in life, in various seasons, there are times when it's easy to forget the promises of God. It's easy, isn't it, when circumstances don't exactly work out as we would have hoped, to get caught up in unhealthy talk or unhealthy speech, which has a way of really shaping our behavior, doesn't it? And there's a lot to be said in Scripture about maintaining a positive faith outlook, not just self-help or something cheap, but a faith perspective, even when things get difficult. And I'm sure we all know what it's like to be around someone that's constantly negative or speaking badly about things or people or situations. We know that it has a way of dictating your behavior almost, doesn't it? Kind of has a way of governing your every move. And, you know, if you speak negatively enough about something, you'll actually disengage from that thing, which could really be helpful for you. Because in life, in various seasons, there are times when it's easy to forget the promises of God. If we're honest, I think we'll all say that there have been moments when we lost sight of who we were and of who God is and was for us in difficult times, and especially when things don't always work out the way that we would have hoped. It's often easy also to get caught up in unhealthy talk, right? Which has a way of shaping our behavior in a way. And we all know what it feels like to be around someone that's constantly talking negatively about someone or situations or even the country. It's straining. And it kind of has a way of dictating almost your every move. And you might find that when you're caught up in these unhealthy cycles of thought and of speech, it almost causes you to feel disengaged from activities and things that you should be doing that are good for you, which is putting your faith into action, which is what we feel called to do as believers. And it's not only maintaining a faith perspective in difficult situations that's important. It's also important when it comes to sharing our faith with others. You know, how will we encourage other people around us, the people that are in our workspaces, in our families, in our careers, if we don't maintain an encouraging attitude and look forward to sharing what we believe in with enthusiasm and with joy? And, you know, I wouldn't want to follow someone that seemed to always be negative and burdensome when they describe their faith experience, you know, to the point where they almost wish that they weren't involved in it. Rather, I would much rather be keen to listen to what someone had to say when they described their faith experience and their relationship with God from a joyful perspective, something that brings them hope, encouragement. And so there's a lot to be said in Scripture about how this plays out in various situations in our lives. And I want to take a few moments this morning to use an example from Scripture that describes someone who maintained a strong faith perspective and spoke well, even when things were challenging. It's from 2 Kings chapter 4. And it's a story about the Shunammite woman. And I'm going to read a few verses from that passage that will encourage us and give us three very simple, very practical methods of ensuring that we keep our speech faithful, faith-fueled, and not negative, even when things don't work out the way that we would have hoped. And so the title of my conversation this morning is Everything is All Right. Simple as that, everything is all right. And no, it's not a Bob Marley song, although that is one of his phrases. It's from a verse in the passage that I'm about to read, so stick with me. But the context of this story in 2 Kings chapter 4 is that Elisha has just been appointed as prophet. He's taken over from Elijah. He's taken over the mantle from him. And on his journeys, he meets this Shunammite woman in one of the towns who is kind to him. She showed him hospitality. And he ends up stopping by there quite regularly in his journeys. And after some time, he actually asks her what he can do for her as a way of responding to the kindness that she has shown him. And it turns out that she doesn't have a son. And so Elisha prophesies that she will have a son, and a year later, almost to the day, she does. And now this is where the story gets tricky. And this is where we can draw the encouragement from, is that her son had passed away. This thing that the man of God, that Elisha had promised her, has gone, has disappeared. He's not there. Their son has passed away. And so she takes an action in these moments in the direction towards God, which is really, really key. But this is where the story picks up and where we read the woman making a declaration of faith in the middle of this mystery. And in verse 22 of 2 Kings chapter 4, then she calls to her husband and she says, "Send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may go quickly to the man of God and come back again." And her husband responds, "Why will you go to him today? It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. And she said, all is well. Everything is all right. Think about that for a second. The thing that God had promised, it's gone. It's disappeared. All that emotion, all that anxiety, that confusion, that fear almost. How do you make a statement like that in the midst of a trial? She in fact says the same phrase again in verse 26 when she meets Elisha. Elisha's servant runs at once to meet her and says to her, is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child? And she answers again, everything is all right. That's from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 26 from the English Standard Version. And the real power of that story is that the woman did not deny her humanity in those moments. There was a very real sense of the emotion that she felt. We read later in the story that she clung to Elisha's feet when she told him about what had happened. But she recognized that there was a divine plan, God's purpose that was above, greater than her humanity, the experience that she was going through. And so I guess the questions that we can ask ourselves from the story is how is it in terms of how that's possible? How do you maintain a faith perspective and faith speech? How can you say things are good even in the midst of a very difficult situation? Well, three ideas. Firstly, know your Creator. Know Him. You have to remind yourself of who He is and what He's spoken over you. And perhaps we could say that the woman was able to make those statements because she had a glimpse of God's divine plan, of God's divine nature that's perfect. And despite what happened around her, she knew and recognized and reminded herself of her Creator. And that's what got her through those initial moments. Secondly, we need to seek our Creator. Isn't it amazing how we read in that story that she ran towards God? She didn't run away from Him. And I think that's an encouragement that we can take from the story is that when things go tough, or when we're looking to share our faith effectively with others, we should run towards God, seek Him. So not only do we know Him, we should seek Him also. Seek Him for guidance, seek Him for encouragement and for hope and for wisdom in those circumstances. And then lastly, the final encouragement to draw from this passage is to praise our Creator. At the end of the story, when Elisha raises her son, he is restored back to her. She gives God thanks for the miracle that has taken place. And so even if things haven't worked out for you as you would have hoped, even if things are difficult, may we always be reminded of the power of praising God and receiving hope and strength from Him in that process, no matter what the outcome or the situation. So I hope that encouraged you this morning. And let's take a moment to pray before we head into the rest of our week together. Father, thank you so much just for the power of your word. Thank you that it is so true, it's so direct, and it's so applicable to our lives. It's spirit-filled, Father. And I thank you in these moments where we get to reflect on this really powerful story from Scripture that we can remind ourselves of the importance of knowing you, knowing who we are in you, and what you've spoken over us, Lord. So would you help us? Would you teach us to seek you when things get tough? And also, Father, may we never forget the power of praising you in every circumstance, in every situation, no matter what happens, because you are worthy of our praise. So I thank you for your blessing over this week. We receive every good gift that you have in store for us, and we trust you with the outcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.